Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Justice for Goldfried. Friends of the Earth International demands justice for death of WALL-E member Goldfried Siregar and calls organizations to deliver solidarity letter to Indonesian embassies. Goldfried Siregar, member of the legal advocacy team of WALL-E North Sumatra, was found unconscious at the side of a road around 1 a.m. of October the 3rd. He suffered from major head injuries, though the rest of his body remained relatively uninjured. After 3 days at the hospital, his condition worsened and he died. Although the circumstances in which he died are suspicious, the police said that it was an ordinary traffic accident, but other details suggest foul play, denounced WALL-E, Friends of the Earth Indonesia. Friends of the Earth International expressed solidarity for the family of Goldfried Siregar and WALL-E following the devastating news of his death. We acknowledge the work of Siregar and the contribution he made to WALL-E and the environmental movement. His tireless support to communities impacted by land conflicts with palm oil companies was not in vain. The Environmental Federation demanded a thorough and transparent investigation into his horrific death, which is part of a broader pattern of criminalization and intimidation of Indonesian environmental human rights defenders. Rio World Radio interviewed Yuyun Harmono, WALL-E spokesperson. He recreated Goldfried's last minutes before being found mortally wounded.
At night, the phone that he got, the news that she got from his family, is that Goldfried is already in the hospital.
Environmental human rights defenders face increasing threats, and Indonesian groups are calling for a transparent investigation of Goldfried Siregar's suspicious death. Goldfried spent his life fighting to protect local communities from harmful projects like the Batam Toru Dam and corruption.
But we also have to see what are Goldfried are fighting for. For example, he really involved as a human rights lawyer defending the community, defending the environments against several companies, against palm oil companies, against the illegal logging as well. And also the recent case that he involved is against the development of hydropower plant financed by China, whether it's through investment or through a bank. In the environmental impact assessment, we found out that the one who's signing that, there is an academician, an expert signing the environmental impact assessment. He's saying that he's never do that. Yeah, so there's a force of signature, and Goldfried are reporting it to the police, to the local police, to the provincial police at that time. But then the police decide to stop this case, to stop this his report. So there's no follow up. After that, Goldfried go to the national police, reporting what happening in the provincial police department.
Do you remember when was that approximately?
It's a couple of months ago, So it's a couple of months ago. And we also challenging this environmental impact assessment to the administrative court, in North Sumatra. We lost the case, but then we decide to appeal to the Supreme Court now. So the case is still going on. It's against the decision of the governor of North Sumatra giving the permit to this, giving the environmental permit to these companies to build the Batang Toru hydro power dam. Now, that's the recent case. So we also indicate there is a relation of several cases that he's involving it with the with the case that happened to Goldfried. And there is also indication that the police are trying to covering up, because they suddenly decide that this is an accident. Yeah, it's a road accident. Without they try to have a deeper investigation on that. After we say to the media, they ask permission to the family to have an autopsy to the Gottfrieds. Yeah, they did that, but in Indonesian law, the doctor, it has to be chosen by the police.
Okay.
Right? So
okay.
That's one. The second thing that they said, they found out that the place is different with the previous one. Mm. So the place where they found out Gottfried, after they having another investigation, they said it's different. Why they, it's kind of strange. Because at the beginning they said Gottfried's, they found out Gottfried in the road,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In road, you don't have any dirt there, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we found out in Gottfried's body, we can find out a dirt there.
Mm.
So it's kind of strange. So that that why in the beginning we asked them to, don't say that it's only an accident or road accident, traffic accident,
mm-hmm.
but please do a deeper investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also important to, be careful because the police in the North Sumatra provincial, they have the conflict of interest,
mm-hmm.
yeah? Because Gottfried are reporting them to the national headquarters of the police, right?
Mm.
So why they are doing the investigation? Yeah,
of a person who denounced them.
Of person who's denouncing them. That's why we ask for the independent investigation involving the Human Rights Commission and also the civil society, so that we can have an objective. Yeah. An objective observation on what are really happening. Gottfried have an injury in his head and also in his face. Yeah, it's like someone, after you beat someone, there will be like a mark of blue and black mark on that, right? And also it's really damaged on his head. But with the other part of his body, we could not find out any injuries on that. And his motorbike also have a small injuries, but he got really damaged, but the motorbike is not really. So it's kind of there's something not right on that, no?
Mm.
That's why we want to have like more proper investigation involving the national police level, the Human Rights Commission, and also the civil society. In that sense, we would like to have truths are coming out from this investigation, not only just covering up. They changed the scene. They found out that the place is not right there. So it's kind of contradict what they said at the beginning and what they found out later on. This kind of thing that we need to check again, and especially the families also haven't got the result of the autopsy, because it is also a right of the families as well to know what really happening, but the police haven't delivered that to the families. And this solidarity that we get from the Friends of the International, from our sister organization in different country, are strengthening also our spirit, yeah, that we are not alone, that we can overcome this challenge together. Gottfried is outspoken, really brave person. He challenged the status quo and he challenged the bad development that happening in his province. And we are happy that he was part of us as a human rights and environmental defender in Indonesia.
On October the 31st, civil society groups will be delivering an international solidarity letter to their local Indonesian embassies around the world. This date was selected because it coincides with Kamisan. Kamisan is a weekly silent protest carried out by human rights activists on every Thursday, Kamis means Thursday, in front of the State Palace in Jakarta since 2007, to remind and call on the government to resolve the past human rights abuses and to commemorate the loss of human rights activists and university students during the New Order era. Last Thursday, October 17th, Wally joined the Kamisan event to pay tribute to Gottfried.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.